Compared to 20 years ago, the average monthly price of a Long Island Railroad ticket will double if the MTA has its way with a proposed hike in the spring.
Riders at my station alone, which is just in western Suffolk, not even eastern Suffolk, are paying $464 a month for a Metro Long Island Railroad ticket, plus $70 a month for parking. Now, if you have two people in a household, double that. In today's economy, it can't work. It will not work. People will stop taking the railroad. It's just math. They just can't afford it.
Mark Epstein chairs a Long Island Railroad Commuter Council, a state-mandated group that acts as a go-between for riders and the MTA. Epstein thinks the MTA is taking money from commuters and not using it to improve the system.
We've been calling for years for a lockbox. The money that's collected for transportation has not gone to transportation. It's been raided in Albany to pay for other programs and on other departments.
Newsday says the rate of increase in fare prices far outweighs the rate of inflation and income growth for Long Islanders. On Long Island, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.